Phil Bauer and his wife found their son Mark dead beside a bag of pills 1 week before his graduation from high school.
You know, someone who's never done drugs would probably be afraid of heroin. It's probably not their starting point. But prescription drugs, these are opiates. And when misused, they're just as deadly as heroin.
Dr. Gregory Sorensen recalls prescription drug abuse decades ago by a fellow resident and then a surgeon who was his colleague.
So it was very apparent early in my career that this is a major problem that spans socioeconomic and knowledgeable categories.
Sorensen really is now chief medical officer of Reading Health System. He says they've seen 30 fatal heroin and prescription ODs so far this year already, and the youngest victim was 13 years old. Sorensen and Bauer are among those pushing to change state laws, as varied as the factors at play in a complex issue like drug addiction. One is a bill that would expand the Commonwealth's existing monitoring database by tracking all classes of drugs and allowing access by pharmacists and healthcare providers who write prescriptions. One might expect that to be the case already, and it is in 36 of 37 states on a list kept by the Prescription Monitoring Program Database Training and Technical Assistance Center. Pennsylvania is the exception. Chad Garner, who sits on a center affiliate board and runs Ohio's program, says Pennsylvania's system is the most limited, with its focus on Schedule II drugs and law enforcement-only access. State Senator Scott Wagner blames lobbyists for the sluggish progression of the bill that could change that. The measure cleared the state Senate in May, but the House left for the summer without taking it up. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.